This is Radio Equal Shock with your host, Alex Smith.
This is the Radio EcoShock Show. I'm Alex Smith. Be sure to follow up on these interviews with lots of links in my weekly show blog at ecoshock.info. Are you accumulating harmful chemicals and metals in your body? It's probably so bad most of us don't want to know. And what about all those magic pills and therapies to detox? Do they work? Following their book, Slow Death by Rubber Duck, the team of Rick Smith and Bruce Laurie are back with a new book about the toxins we take in and the ways to get them out. Bruce Laurie is a well-known speaker and writer about ecology. He's the president of the Ivy Foundation and co-author of Tox In, Tox Out, Getting Harmful Chemicals Out of Our Bodies and Our World. Bruce, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Oh, thanks very much, Alex.
Okay, well, Bruce, how much toxic crud actually reaches our bodies? Is it as scary as I'm thinking?
Well, you know, there's certainly a scary element to it, but Rick and I try very hard to make our books not scary by giving people practical advice on what they can do to avoid chemicals in the first place, and then ultimately how you might go about detoxing your body, given that, you know, we can't avoid all chemicals.
Just give us a couple of quick examples. What sort of things are we talking about here?
Well, we look at just under a dozen different chemicals and that represent really a whole range of products. So everything from things like parabens and phthalates that you might find in personal care products like shampoo and body lotion, to pesticides on our food and the benefit of eating organic food. You mentioned heavy metals, the mercury that we find, for example, in fish, particularly fish like tuna. And so we've got chemicals in glues, we've got chemicals inside our cars. And these days, the bulk of us are spending 90% of our time indoors. You know, so we think of air pollution outdoors, but the reality is the air quality in our homes and in our offices and in our cars is actually much worse than the air quality outside.
And do these harmful materials accumulate as we age? And if they do, where are some of the hot spots in the body for them?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I started getting a little obsessed about this as I was doing the research for this book. And it depends on the chemicals. And what's fascinating is that the chemicals can actually circulate through our body. So they may be resident for a certain time, say in our fatty cells or, you know, perhaps in our liver or in our kidneys, but then they can remobilize and move around in our body. So, you know, as I was talking to detox specialists and physicians around this, they said it wasn't really that straightforward. But generally speaking, if you have a synthetic chemical, particularly an organochlorine or organophosphate chemical like a pesticide, they will reside in your fatty tissue. And then if you have something that's a heavy metal like lead or mercury, you're more likely to find those in your organs like your brain, your kidney, your liver or your heart. And that's why those heavy metals are known as neurotoxins, because they often accumulate in your brain.
And yet people are living longer. So can we say definitely and scientifically that industrial poisons are adding up to more disease?
Yeah, I think we can definitely say that with good evidence backing us up. I think people often don't realize that what longevity or when we talk about, life expectancy, that number is, in fact, the average age of death. And so when you look at the average age of death, of course, it's moved up considerably over the last 50 years. And that's primarily because we've reduced infant mortality and we've reduced workplace mortality. So you no longer have people dying in farm machinery accidents to the extent that they were 50 years ago, or mining accidents, and you don't have kids dying from childhood diseases. So people are living longer. The average age of death is increasing, but we're also seeing things like unprecedented levels of new kinds of cancers, brain cancer and pancreatic cancer. We're seeing, again, unprecedented levels of childhood asthma, ADHD, thyroid problems, reproductive problems in people, and often at a younger age. So those are more the kinds of things that, they may not be killing you instantly, the way, you know, a farm accident might, but they're contributing to disease later in life.
So I guess what many listeners will be wondering is, how can we find out our own baseline, our chemical state, the toxins in us? How do we know that?
Yeah, and at this point, it's not that easy, and it's a little bit expensive. You know, the tests that Rick and I do, we undergo, you know, these experiments on ourselves where we test our baseline and we test the chemicals in our bodies. And unfortunately, those tests are very expensive. We have to send blood or urine samples, or in the case of one of my experiments, sweat samples, to specialized laboratories to do that analysis. It can cost anywhere from several hundred to, you know, over $1,000 just for one sample. But more and more, I think if your listeners believe that they have a particular problem with, you know, if they're, you know, excessively tired, or, you know, they believe they may have been, you know, accumulating toxic chemicals, or they're, you know, they're concerned, more and more there are alternative physicians specializing in detox, and they may be referred to, you know, either as alternative doctors or complementary medicine doctors or orthomolecular medicine doctors. And you can go to them, and they will, one of the first things that they will do is do an assessment of your body and figure out not only what the toxic chemicals are in your body, but they will figure out what is the overall makeup of your, you know, your levels of nutrients and elements and enzymes, so that they can understand what's going on in your body. In some cases, you know, people are building up toxic chemicals because their bodies have a reduced ability to naturally detoxify. And so you'll, you know, in those cases, physicians will recommend courses of action that, you know, typically would include either certain kinds of supplements or nutrients or changes to your diet that would enhance your body's natural detox mechanisms.
So I gather you and co-author Rick Smith did run some experiments with your own health. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. We did, as with the first book, we did some experiments on ourselves, and our new innovation, though, was doing experiments on other people. So I'll give you one example, which I thought was quite striking, where we had 9 kids who traditionally ate non-organic food. And so they were on their traditional non-organic food diet for 4 days, and we sampled the pesticide levels in their bodies. And then they switched to an organic diet for 4 days, and then went back to the non-organic diet. And just in the very short period of time when they switched to the organic diet, the pesticide levels in their bodies dropped by 2/3. And when they went back on the regular diet, the pesticide levels doubled in their bodies. So it was a very dramatic representation of, you know, how our bodies absorb these chemicals. On the more positive side, I did an experiment on myself where over a 2-week period, I used sauna therapy, which essentially, you know, just spending half an hour or so a day in the sauna, and then collected the sweat, which was, I can tell you, no simple feat, and had that analyzed for the levels of toxic chemicals. And what was interesting in the experiment that we conducted, we found that the levels of BPA, bisphenol A, which is a, you know, a toxic plastic chemical in my body, were actually excreted much more rapidly through my sweat than were excreted through my urine. And so it just shows that for some reason you get this, like, differential removal of this particular toxin through sweating, and in the research that I did, I'm quite convinced that sweating regularly is actually a very healthy thing to do, and a good routine if you want to be detoxing your body.
But then we go to a lot of effort not to sweat. We use deodorants, and we apply a lot of chemicals to our skin, and women, of course, are using cosmetics. What did you find about those things? Are we taking things back in through our skin?
Yeah, in fact, that's precisely what's happening. And again, based on the research that we had done both in the first book and this book, it was very clear to us the extent to which we're absorbing chemicals through our skin. I wasn't necessarily that convinced that we could eliminate them through our skin in the same way. But you're right, we're, you know, our society is, you know, somewhat obsessed with not sweating, and, you know, some of those antiperspirants, and particularly, you know, the ones that contain aluminum, can actually be particularly harmful, because not only is the aluminum toxic, but they're blocking up your pores preventing you from sweating. The whole reason you're sweating is to try to, you know, get stuff out of your body. And then, you know, and where we're applying it is right next to our thyroid glands. And so, you know, you can have direct, you know, direct health issues associated with that. So, I mean, I'm not suggesting that we all just go around sweating. The idea with a detox routine is that you engage in regular activities such as, you know, a vigorous exercise where you can sweat, or if you're fortunate enough to have accessibility to a sauna or a steam room through a gym or something, that you can do that more direct sweating in that way.
This is Radio EcoShock. I'm Alex Smith with my guest Bruce Laurie, co-author of Talks In, Talks Out, Getting Harmful Chemicals Out of Our Bodies and Our World. Well, before we all get too depressed about this, the second theme of the book is Talks Out, the ways people try to clean up what has already arrived. And Bruce, on page 102 of the book, you have a handy chart of detox methods that have or have not been proven effective. We talked about the saunas, but why don't we start with some of the methods that don't seem to have any scientific backing so far and may be a waste of time and money?
Yeah, so that's exactly right. There hasn't been a whole lot of research done on this, but you know, when we started doing our investigations and discovered that there has been some work done on this, there are things like, you know, ionic foot baths, which claim to detox our bodies, but the research suggests that they actually have no detox benefit. Another one that, you know, people are always asking me about is these cleanse diets that you can take. And, you know, typically those would be something that you would buy, and maybe it's, some kind of kelp or seaweed or various powder that you add water to and drink lots of water over a two-week period. You know, in and of themselves, there's nothing really wrong with that, and they are certainly going to be helping. But the main message in the book is that, you know, you can't live a crappy lifestyle for 11 and a half months of the year and then decide that, oh, I'm going to do this two-week, you know, broccoli in a blender diet, and suddenly that's going to get rid of all my toxins. So you really need to shift the thinking to one where I'm going to be actually living a healthy lifestyle. The exception is, well, every now and then maybe I'll fall off my routine and, you know, have a hamburger and fries or something. But you want to actually be thinking about how your body detoxes on a daily basis, because we're being exposed to these things on a daily basis, and then doing the kinds of things that you know are going to enhance your body's detox system. So that means eating more fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, making sure that they're organic to the extent that you can, drinking lots of fluid, exercising regularly. I mean, nothing that any doctor isn't going to tell you to do for general health benefits. But what wasn't as clear to me before writing the book is that these particular things are also very, very helpful when it comes to detoxifying your body.
So did you try any detox treatments yourself, though? I mean, and you do list some in the book that do appear to work. Is chelation the right way to say it?
Chelation. Chelation therapy is something that works very well. The saunas I mentioned as well, I think, are one that we experimented with that work well. The chelation therapy is something that is very specific to people that would have heavy metal toxicity. So when I was speaking earlier about toxins, for example, like lead and mercury, that's really what chelation is for. And you would only do it if you were diagnosed as having elevated levels, say, of mercury. And then it is a treatment that's prescribed, and you'd want to make sure that it is actually being overseen by a medical doctor, where an intravenous solution runs through your body, and it literally picks up the heavy metal element through your body, and then you essentially just pee it out. And so I did an experiment where I was, and really it was illustrative, it wasn't to deal with particular mercury toxicity in me, but so where I spent a day not undergoing chelation therapy and then a day doing the chelation therapy, and then watched the, did the analysis and then saw the levels of metals in my body that were dramatically increased by, you know, by many, many times while I was undergoing chelation. So this is a well-known, proven therapy, but again, it is very specific to people who are diagnosed with high levels of mercury or lead.
And what else can people expect to find in this book that could help them sort out, you know, what really works and what they should be thinking about?
Yeah, so as you indicated, we really divided into two basic ideas. One is how to avoid chemicals, and so, you know, tips on different products and looking at labels and what the chemicals are in labels. And then on the detox side, which is more around the idea of a detox lifestyle, we actually do have in the book sort of the top 10 things that you should be looking at if you want to, you know, adopt this detox lifestyle. And it's a compilation of many of the things we've just discussed. So eating organic food, drinking more water, getting exercise, eating fruits and vegetables, avoiding meat. You know, it turns out there's an interesting connection between, you know, toxins and fat, where, you know, you have toxins that often accumulate in fat cells. That means that when you're eating things that have more fat in them, so if you're eating red meat or consuming a lot of dairy products, chances are that there are more toxins in the fat of those products, and then they end up in your body and end up residing in the fat. So the less you consume fat and the more that you reduce your own body fat, the less toxins you will have in your body.
That's a great tip, and it's one of the reasons why I'm moving more and more. I'm about 90% vegan now because I know what's happening in the industrial farming system and what's being injected into those creatures and then what happens in the processing. It doesn't look good as far as diet goes, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, you know, Alex, I couldn't agree more. I've actually reduced my meat consumption by 90%, and I'm absolutely convinced that it's the right thing to do, both, you know, from a global ecological perspective and also from a personal health perspective. And, you know, I've been working on this stuff for 20 years, but researching this book really, really convinced me that that's the right way to go.
There's no going back once you know what's happening.
Yeah, that's true.
So where can people find out more about the book? Do you have a website you want to recommend?
Yeah. There is a website. It's called, very simply, the title of the book, which is toxinToxOut.com. The book can be found on Amazon. It's right now available today. If you order it in Canada and Australia and New Zealand, it'll be available in early May or late April in the United States, also on Amazon.com.
Right. And you know, Bruce, I have to tell you, I put off reading this for a week because I was nervous about what I might find out. But I did find some really useful and sane solutions to protect my body. So it's a good readable guide from authors Rick Smith and Bruce Laurie. Bruce, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Alex.
I'm Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.